This is Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate, the podcast where we cover home buying, home selling, home improvement tips and ideas, market trends and developments, and investing in real estate. If you own real estate in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, or want to own real estate here, then you're in the right place. Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate is hosted by Blake Watson, a real estate agent and investor in Tennessee and Georgia, brokered by EXP Realty, LLC.
Welcome to Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson, a licensed agent in Tennessee and Georgia, and brokered by EXP Realty, LLC. Today, we're going to talk about house hacking. I know that sounds like it might be illegal, or it might be something to do with identity theft. The term house hacking actually means you live in a property, you live in your home, you rent out another part of it to cover your expenses. It's very simple. It's been around forever. It just didn't have the name house hacking. There have always been people who rent out a room in their home, or maybe rent out their mother-in-law suite, or maybe they have an apartment over the garage that they rent out, or some other part of their home that's rented. That is house hacking. We used to just say that someone was renting a room in their house. Having a roommate and paying rent has been around a long time. But in about 2015, this term house hacking came about among real estate investors in particular. And David Green from the Bigger Pockets podcast was the first one that I heard use the term house hacking. It's a great way for you to cover expenses on your house. Housing is one of the biggest costs for most budgets. So if you can cut that expense, then there's an opportunity to save quite a large amount of money and help you to build wealth. House hacking really gives you a head start to wealth building through real estate. So why would someone house hack? Well, the first big benefit is, of course, cutting your living expenses. Let's say you have a 3-bedroom home and your house payment is $1,800 a month. Well, you can live in one of the rooms, and then you rent each of the other bedrooms for $600 each. Well, that's $1,200 coming in each month to help you cover that $1,800 house payment. You've got renters who are helping you make your house payment and pay off your mortgage. So that's the main benefit, is having someone help pay your mortgage. Another great benefit of house hacking is when you are the owner of the property and living in the house. That's an owner-occupied property. Well, you're going to get better financing terms than a landlord would get on an investment property. If you go out and buy a property or a house just to rent that house, your financing terms, you're going to have a higher interest rate generally than a homeowner would in their own home, and you're also going to have a higher down payment requirement. For an owner-occupied home, even if you are renting out rooms, as long as you live there, well, you're going to get the better financing terms. You're going to get a lower interest rate in most cases. You're also going to be able to put less money down. You actually even qualify for FHA loans. FHA loans can have down payments as low as 3.5%. So you really can get small down payments and better financing terms with an owner-occupied property. House hacking gives you the opportunity to learn real estate investing. Maybe you've always wanted to be an investor. Maybe you wanted to own rental property and be a landlord. Well, there's a great way to learn how to do that by renting a room or rooms in your home or a portion of your home. Maybe you rent that basement apartment or the one over the garage. These situations give you an opportunity to be a landlord and get to know what real estate investing is really all about. Another benefit is that you don't have to stay in that property forever. Once you've lived there for a while, you can always move on and keep the property as a rental property or continue to rent out the bedrooms. Just add yours to the list of available rooms, and then you go buy another house. Now, here's an interesting statistic. Zillow conducted a survey last summer of more than 6,500 recent home buyers. This is across the United States. And in that survey, they learned that almost 4 out of 10 recent home buyers say that house hacking represents a very or extremely important opportunity for them. And this was even higher among younger generations. in Zillow's survey, more than half of millennials, that's 55% of millennials, and Gen Z homebuyers, that's 51% of the Gen Z homebuyers, said that they had positive views on house hacking. They were very interested in using house hacking as part of their strategy for buying their house. So here are some tips for house hacking successfully. First, you do want to consider where your house is located. If you're buying a property that is in a good location where rentals are desirable, rooms are desirable, you're going to have a good steady flow of prospective renters, then that's what you're looking for. You'll also need to consider how you're going to manage everything professionally. Now, this means having a lease agreement for your tenant. You want to set a fair market rate, and you want to carefully track your income and your expenses, because that takes us to the next advantage of house hacking, and that is there are tax benefits. You are running a business. Once you are renting even a portion of your home, you are now running a business, and business expenses are tax deductible to the business, and you'll have other opportunities that you'll want to discuss with your accountant on how you can maximize your tax benefit from renting a part of your house and house hacking. Now, you can also house hack a duplex, a triplex, or even a fourplex. And in fact, you can also get an FHA loan on a property that's up to 4 units in the property, so up to a fourplex. You would live in one and rent out the others. That makes it very easy. You're not sharing space. You're not sharing bathrooms or sharing kitchen. Everyone has their own separate space, separate entrances. That's a way to do this. Now, if you found a property that has a large outdoor area, maybe it's more in the country, you may be able to have a trailer on the property or even park an RV and rent it out. I had a good friend who years ago rented out space in a boat that was docked, and that was his literal address. That's where he lived. He paid rent, and he lived on a boat that was permanently docked. You can get creative with house hacking. Look for the opportunity. The question might come up, can you rent the property for Airbnb or short-term rental? Well, that's going to be regulated in many areas. Certainly Hamilton County and the city of Chattanooga have their own regulations regarding Airbnb, so you're going to want to know if you're going to qualify for that. Once you get into other areas, more rural areas, it is going to be easier to Airbnb a bedroom or part of your property without any special permit from the government. I would be careful to speak with your insurance agent just to make sure you're covered for whatever the use of your house is going to be. If you're going to rent out rooms to other people, then you really need to be insured for that. So just speak with your insurance agent. It doesn't mean that it's going to be very expensive. You're just going to need to make sure your insurance agent is advising you on how to insure your property if you are renting to other people, even while you're living there. Here are some mistakes you want to avoid if you are house hacking. If you forget to budget for repairs, that applies to any home ownership situation, but especially with landlords, your tenants do have a right to have working facilities. Maybe it's something that you are okay to live with if the stove doesn't work or something like that. It may not be a big deal to you, but that is something your tenants have the right to use if you have given that to them as part of their rental. So you need to be sure to budget for repairs. It would also be a mistake for not setting tenant boundaries. If you don't want your tenants to be knocking on your door in the middle of the night and waking you up because of some question or concern, well, they need to know that. You need to communicate that expectation. And if there is some action, if they're parking in the grass and you don't want them parking in the grass, then you need to address that and do it in a professional manner. Remember, even though they are your roommates and tenants, well, you still have a responsibility to manage your property well, and you need to communicate those things to them and enforce boundaries and guidelines. Other house hacking mistakes would be if you ignore local ordinances, and that would be the example I just gave. If you just decide, I'm going to Airbnb a bedroom, and you're in the city of Chattanooga or in Hamilton County, you can't do that without getting the proper permits, and you need to be making sure you're doing what is permitted. So house hacking is something that you can definitely consider as an opportunity to help you with your house payment and maybe make some extra income. It may even be your introduction to further real estate investing. And I'd like to mention, as a realtor, I can help you to identify good opportunities for house hacking and for rental real estate as well. I do want to take a moment to offer you a free copy of my book, The Complete Guide to Buying a Home. In this book, I will be glad to give to you for free if you call or text me or just message me and let me know you'd like a copy of the book. I'll get your name, address, and phone number, and I'll get one in your hands. This complete guide to buying a home just helps you with all of the steps of buying a house. Whether or not you're going to try and house hack or not, this is a great guide to buying a home. So to get in touch with me, let me give you my mobile phone. It's 423-315-1815, and I am an agent with eXp Realty LLC. My brokerage office phone is 888-519-5113, extension 1241. Again, my name is Blake Watson, and you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn as Blake Watson, and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. My website is realestatebyblake.com. And please subscribe to this podcast. It is free to subscribe, and you will not miss any episode if you do. And I look forward to talking with you next week on Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate.